Good morning, QMF.
Oh, you ain't gonna believe this.
What?
I got me an Iraqi terrorist.
What?
He said there's gonna be terrorists.
Yeah, yeah.
I caught one.
No.
I just looked right out my window. He's out there trying to sabotage my mailbox.
Okay.
Terrorist. I can't believe it. Red. It's Iraqi. Oh, yeah.
Okay, man. Okay, calm. Stay calm, Red. You've got an Iraqi terrorist. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I got him tied to a chair right here.
Yeah.
I've been poking him in the head with a fork for a couple hours.
Okay, Red. Oh. Red. Okay, don't do that, man. It's against the Geneva Convention.
What?
If he really is an Iraqi terrorist, you've got to be cool about this. Now, what was he doing? What did you catch him doing?
Well, you ain't going to believe this, but I'm just a sinner. Hey, shut up, boy.
Okay, don't
keep
poke him.
I was just sitting here in my trailer.
Yeah.
I was just sitting here watching Wheel of Fortune like I do every day.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I look out my window, and there he is, standing right by my mailbox.
Okay, all
he
right.
was putting a bomb in old Red mailbox,
well,
trying to blow my mailbox. I seen him right
Red.
Out there doing he's a terrorist.
Okay, Red, now how do you know he's a terrorist? How do you know it was a bomb?
Hell, I know.
Yeah.
I looked out my damn window, and there he is, putting a bomb right in my mailbox. And I look closer, he's wearing an Iraqi uniform. That's a giveaway right there.
Yeah.
Oh, he's slick, but I ain't slick enough to fool old Red. That's
for
damn sure. I grabbed a gun and pointed at him and brought him right
You brought him in a trailer and tied him up. I understand. Red, let me talk to the man.
Well, all right now, but I must warn you, he's pretty slick.
Okay, all right.
If there is someone sane on the other end of that phone, just
boy, shut up.
Oh,
I told you to be quiet.
Red,
say I'm on the phone.
Red, don't.
He's mastered the English language. Do not be fooled by his lies.
All right, I won't be, man, but stop poking him with the fork and just hold the phone up to him.
All right, now.
Okay.
All right, boy, I'm going to put this phone up to you and let you talk, but
good.
None of your sneaky Iraqi tricks, you understand?
Yeah.
Oh!
Red, don't
Jeez.
Poke him with the fork anymore, man. Just put the phone up to the man's face.
All right.
Who is this?
Hello?
Yeah.
This is John.
John?
I am a member of the United States Postal Service.
Oh, God. Oh,
please get this guy away from me.
Okay, John, I'm going to do what I can for you.
You know, we put up with dogs and now
praying
dead rednecks with forks.
Stay calm, sir. I'm going to take care of it.
Okay.
Right, give me the phone. Give me the phone.
Don't hit me. Don't hit me.
Mr. Iraqi boy.
Okay.
Well, I tell you what, partner.
Red.
I'm going to go ahead and kill him now.
Red, I want you to listen to me very carefully, okay? Okay, calm down, Red. Listen to me. You have kidnapped a mailman. He's an employee of the United States Post Office. I think what you've just done, man, is a major crime. I think probably the FBI and the police are heading to your trailer right now. You better let the man go. You better apologize, and you better pack your bag, because I think you're going to do some jail time here, pal.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, you're trying to be a good American. Yeah. Hell, I didn't know.
Well, let him go.
I'll let you go, boy.
Okay.
Why don't you take the fork and poke me in the head a couple times?
Just let me go.
I'll tell you what, I'll just go ahead and do it myself.
Red.
That's fine. Just let me go.
No.
Oh, jeez.
No.
He's hang it up, Jeff. He's poking himself in the head with a fork.
We're back. This is QMF, and it's 12 till. Nobody really cares. We're just enjoying a morning, remembering Ron and how he's a friend to us all. And even, you know, I said this earlier, he came through because he talked to you. You know, he didn't. I remember before I was ever thought about radio, driving to school and the impression was there was a guy beside you in the car talking to you. He didn't yell or scream or announce. We always made fun of that. Given the chance, announcers will announce. But the truth is he never was that. He was just a good, honest man. His father, Tom Clay, who I've appreciated coming in during what has been a hard time, I know, for him to help Sonia, to help his wife so strong. And she wanted me to mention, and this is so true, whether it was spouse abuse or any of the things that he asked, things for the war or anything, our audience always came through. And he knew that. He knew that. He knew you would, but he was always almost humbled by the fact that that many people listened, that much attention. And when he said at the end of every show that I love you, hey, he meant that completely. And I don't know.
I can hear him saying right now, does anybody have the chalk?
Enough of the speech making.
We just brought the show to a complete halt, right?
Shut up and play a hit.
Yeah. I'm glad you made me a little part of this memorial to my son. The things that I will miss about him are too numerous to mention, but a couple of them will be him calling me at 3 o'clock in the morning, because it's 6 o'clock your time, and
we
going,
used to do that.
Pop, did I get you up? Oh, no, of course not. I'm just waiting for your call. I'll miss the jokes about my hand sticking out of the rubble in the earthquake with my diamond ring.
Is the ring hurt?
Yeah. And of all the things that I think of when I think of my son, is he's the only one who made me laugh so hard that tears would come to my eyes. Every time I came in here, I never laughed so hard until I got here. He just never quit. And you were talking about him saying, "I love you," at the end of his show to the people. And he was always amazed by their response.
Yeah,
in the hospital last week when we took all the mail up to him,
yeah.
And I said, "Ron, here's the mail you got today." And he, "Really? They sent that to me?" I mean, he was the gentlest, sweetest, kindest young man I've ever... He was my best friend.
And mine.
And that's it. And he's saying, "Pop, would somebody take the mic away from him, please?
Guys,
get him away from the mic.
You're getting out."
So I'm going to leave, Ron.
Thanks, Tom. And the thing is, Tom obviously couldn't even be in here if he didn't have enough love for his son to have the strength to come in here. And his wife also has. And might be mad at me for mentioning that, but God bless you, son. You showed strength that I didn't think people had. I sure as hell know I don't. But again, we're going to remember the laughter, and that's what he was ultimately about. You said it right, Tom. He made us laugh. Unfortunately, this is another unusual transition, but it is a business, and we have to keep these lights turned on, so we'll pay some bills. I think get back into some of the music that defined part of what Ron was. As complicated as he was, this was just a small part, but it inspired him. It's CSN. And Carry On, 96 QMF. 96 QMF. This is Uncle Ron's Asylum. And today what we're doing is playing music and a lot of the little comedy pieces that we came up with in the past years. That was a song that he played the morning of his little boy's birth. Not, you know, and it was significant then, and it seems to be now. And we're going to get back to the comedy stuff, because again, ultimately what he left to the bulk of us was just a lot of laughter. He made us smile again when, Lord, it seemed like it was impossible, and he could do it. He could do it. And Sal Rubino, who you hear in the mornings, came in this morning to give his respect to Ron, and he had asked if he could say something. Happy to oblige. I hit the wrong mic. Sorry, Ron. He never told me to board.
That's okay. I've been here most of the morning and listening to the program, and there's a lot that's been said, and most of which is about how Ron loved to make people laugh and how he could make anybody laugh. And he did that so well. One memory that I have that best exemplifies that is one day he came over to the restaurant for lunch to meet a bunch of people from the station. And he came by himself and was waiting on the rest, and he was sitting at the table. And I went over to talk with him and was standing there talking with him for a few minutes. And my mom and dad came in that day from New York. They just had moved to Louisville. And my mom came over to the table where I was standing and talking with Ron, and I introduced him, and I just said, "Mom, this is a friend of mine, Ron Clay." And she had no idea who he was or anything, and so she just sat down with him. I was still standing because I was working the floor and stuff, and they started talking, and I mean, just a few minutes later, she was there rubbing his back, and he was telling her stories, and she was rolling, laughing and holding hands, and just, you know, here's a 65-year-old woman from New York who just moved to Louisville, and he had her just rolling. And I have that vivid memory, and you know, it wasn't till later till you know, she started listening to the program and hearing me talk with him on the radio that she realized who it was. But I'll always remember that, and Ron's ability to make just about anybody laugh, and feel like like you've known him forever. Man, I'm gonna miss him.
Thanks, Al.
He didn't have to be on the radio.
Yeah, I did want to say this quickly. You know, it's getting heavy, but it's, well, we're going to get back to the comedy in a second. But, you know, I did a lot of appearances with the man, and I can tell you that it didn't matter if who came up was homeless, you know, just gotten off work from the garage, or was a six-figured salary doctor. He treated everybody with the same respect, and he was always amazed at the attention that he got. And, again, humbled by it. And we're all going to miss him, Sal. All of us are. But again, laughter, laughter, laughter. That's what he would want for us this morning and for the rest of today and for the rest of our lives, just to go on laughing, because that will get you through anything. And this was, I'm not exactly sure what it is, but he had apparently a flashback or a dream or...
Well, this is when you guys were heading out to L.A.
Oh, the Hollywood, the Halloween trip.
And you guys had a few dreams about what might happen.
I remember that.
And Ron's was particularly memorable.
Okay. A little California dreaming as we pay tribute to a friend, Ron, on QMF.
The history. You guys realize the history. You're walking on Hollywood Boulevard. There's sunset. There's mine.
So much going on. Hollywood. I love L.A.
Oh, yeah, this is just unbelievable.
Boy. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah, could you come over here?
Well, sure.
Who are you talking to?
Which one?
You. Come here.
Me?
Ron?
Yeah. Wait here for me.
Could you step into my office for a minute?
Yeah, sure. In here, this is... Boy, this is... Are you like a film producer or what?
Yeah, that's right.
You're a producer, but I've seen you somewhere. I know your face. Where have I seen you?
Well, you ever heard of Tammy the Tongue?
X-rated, the adult. That's you?
That's me.
Get away! Get out of here! Get out the window! Go! Get out of here!
Who are those two losers?
They're some homeless guys that were asking me for spare change. I don't know. Listen, Tammy, what'd you want to see me about?
We're just starting production on a brand new XXX feature film, The John Holmes Story.
The John?
Yeah, I saw you walking by and I said, that's the guy.
Nope.
That's the one we want.
Me?
You.
Okay,
now I need to ask you a few questions first.
Sure.
Will you have a problem with having sex with 30 or 40 beautiful women every day?
No.
Okay, I guess we're all set then. There's only one thing left. Let's see it.
You want to see it right here, right now?
Right now.
Okay, sure. I guess, you know.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Fireman Ed's here.
All right. Good morning.
Hey.
This is Fireman Ed.
That's him.
Hi, Ed.
Say, tonight's coconut night, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
That's right.
7 to 9.
7 to 9.
Thirsty Thursday.
And I guess... you'll be doing some typical asylum stuff tonight, huh?
Oh, always, yeah.
Definitely.
Fun.
Oh, jeez.
What?
Well, you know, all that's pretty fun, but, you know, I thought you might need some more games to play when you give away your CDs and tickets and stuff like that.
Some more games?
Well, that's right. Games that we like to play around the firehouse.
Like what, Ed?
What kind of games, man?
Well, a big hit around the firehouse is nude pole sliding. That's right. After 6 or 7 trips down that pole, everybody's having a swell.
I bet, yeah.
Swollen
in addition to that, we also have bobbing for Jell-O.
Bobbing for Jell-O. What,
that's right. Except in this case, you don't use your hands or your mouth.
You don't use your hands or your mouth?
No.
What do you use?
Butt cheeks.
Oh,
come on, Ed. We can't.
And then, sometimes when it gets a little slow around the firehouse, well, the guys break out their gear, and we have a good old-fashioned axe fight.
What?
That's right. Well, it doesn't last too long, but it's fun.
I guess it sounds like it.
Well,
ooh, quick.
Okay, but the one sure game that's guaranteed to be a winner is Guess What I Ate.
Guess What I Ate?
How do you play that?
What are you doing?
Guess What I Ate. This is how you play it.
Okay. Oh, Ed, man. Come on, buddy. Yeah, that's not fun.
Grape Nuts?
Game. We sit around the firehouse and play that for hours.
Don't guess. What are you?
We'll see you at Coconuts tonight from 7 to 9. Fireman Ed's got to go now. We'll see you
okay,
next time.
Man.
Bye-bye.
Quiche.
Come on, man. Quit guessing, for God's sake.
Some kind of broccoli.
Gee.
And now it's time for What's Left of Ron's Old House, the show for homeowners who survive a nuclear holocaust. And now, here's Ron.
Hi there.
I'm Ron.
And I'm Ron.
Well, you're probably wondering what's happened to me since the bombs dropped. Well, I've grown another head, as many of you will.
That's right.
Well, you know what they said. Two heads are better than one. That's just a little post-Armageddon humor.
Yeah, very little, if the truth
All right, would
known.
You be quiet, please?
You're not funny.
You suck.
Well, the same to you.
Yeah? Well,
shut up.
I'm not going to shut up. Oh, geez, there's somebody knocking on what's left of my old door. I better get it.
Don't answer that door.
Hey, don't tell me what to do. I can answer my door if I want
Okay,
to.
It's another mutant out there, and they want food.
We have plenty of food to go around.
We do not. We have no food left.
Okay, I'm answering the door. Okay, just don't tell me what to do.
If you answer the
door.
If you answer the door, I'm biting you on the ear.
Okay, you bite me
Stop.
Ron, come in. It's Barry.
I know him. I think I know him.
Okay, but I don't know him, and he's not getting in what's left of this old
house. Okay, hey, wait a minute. Now, you don't know everybody I know. You've been here for 2 weeks.
Okay.
You know, I've known people all my life here. I worked with him in radio.
Oh, God. Not another boring, I used to be a big-time DJ
story, okay?
Well, I really don't want to hear any more about that, please.
Well, I was. I really was.
Uncle Ron, let me in. I'm burned, and I have a hump, but I don't want any food.
See, he doesn't want any food.
Okay, come on in.
Come on in.
Thanks, Ron.
Boy.
Both of you.
Yeah.
What's left of your old house still looks nice.
Thanks. Thanks, Bear. Boy, you never told me you worked with Nipsey Russell.
Well, Ron, your new head sure is a smart ass.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hey, don't. Well, come on. What's wrong with
you? He does.
I'm sorry. Look at him. Come on.
Well, you do look like a baby Ruth, though.
That was a good one.
Still a comedian.
Well,
whatever happened to Troy?
Oh, jeez. Terrible, man. He was... apparently, Theater X took a direct hit at Ground Zero.
They told
us the only thing they found was a shoe stuck to the floor.
Well, that's the way you would have wanted it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the way I would have wanted it.
Sure. Well, hey, speaking of that, where were you?
Well, wouldn't you know, Diamond John finally asked me to play Hearstborn.
Hearstborn,
we're on
fancy.
The 14th hole, and there's a blinding flash of light.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he pushed me in front to take the blast.
Figures. Oh. Yeah.
Remember what they used to say? Only two forms of life would survive.
A bomb.
Cockroaches and radio salesmen.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, guys, it's me, Dick. Open up. Want to buy some water?